It's The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and it's good to be with you. On Friday, U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G ordered Immigration and Customs Enforcement to release migrant children who have been detained by the agency for more than 20 days. Judge G set July 17th as the deadline for their release. At least 11 children and parents have tested positive for COVID-19 at a family detention center in Carnes City, Texas, and 4 employees at another family detention center in South Texas have also tested positive for coronavirus. Advocates worry that releasing children without their parents will lead to families being separated again. Joining me now is Nicole Nerea, immigration reporter for Vox. Nicole, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me, Tanzina.
So what prompted Judge G to set the deadline and ask that these children be released now?
So I think it was the 11 positive cases that were reported at the Carnes County Residential Center in South Texas that really increased the urgency of the situation in family detention centers. There's only 3 of these detention centers for families that exist nationwide in Texas and Pennsylvania. And Judge G has already issued several orders prior to this, ordering ICE to release immigrant children from custody or else explain why they must continue to be detained. And in April, she also ordered ICE to conduct individualized release assessments for all of the children in custody. So this, I think it really was the positive cases that broke the camel's back here.
According to the judge's order, 124 children were being held in ICE detention centers as of June 8th. Nicole, how's the process of releasing children going to actually work? And as we mentioned at the top, there are concerns that these children may be separated from their parents. How real are those concerns right now?
So ICE right now is currently evaluating how they're going to comply with the order. But we've seen in terms of their compliance with the prior orders from Judge G that they have tried to separate families. So ICE officials asked parents to choose between staying with their children in detention indefinitely or allowing their children to be released into the custody of family members, sponsors like a foster family, or being sent to the Department of Health and Human Services. So we've seen them before in terms of complying with these court orders from Judge G trying to separate families. It's not clear how they're going to implement this immediate order, but we know in the past that these children haven't ended up in the best situation.
When it comes to the children and parents who've tested positive for coronavirus, what do we know about the medical treatment that ICE is providing or has provided to them? Are they given medical treatment, and what's the extent of that?
As of now, it's pretty inconsistent across detention centers nationwide, but some of these family residential centers have started testing people for coronavirus upon their arrival in the detention center and isolating those people from the rest of the detainee population so that coronavirus doesn't spread through the detention centers. And that has been a huge problem across the entire system. About 2,500 people across ICE detention have tested positive. Some of those people have been released. Others have been put in isolation. So in terms of dealing with this pandemic, they have been making some efforts to isolate detainees finally. It wasn't the case at the beginning of the pandemic. And if they are found to be testing positive for coronavirus, the medical care seems to be adequate based on the results of an independent investigation of conditions in these family centers. But it's still a concern when ICE officials aren't necessarily abiding by social distancing or wearing face masks consistently. So it remains to be seen, I guess, how well ICE is really complying with these court orders.
Nicole, what have conditions been like in these family detention centers during the pandemic? We haven't heard as much about the effects that the pandemic and coronavirus are having in these areas so far.
So ICE has issued national guidelines on social distancing and sanitation practices and protocols for wearing face masks, but the implementation has been pretty consistent, and it's taken a long time to go into effect in many facilities. So many detainees have been filing lawsuits seeking their release. Some of them have been effective. About 500 people have been released by court order, basically challenging the conditions in ICE detention. Some facilities as I said before, have started testing people upon their arrival to the facility and isolating them from other detainees. The agency has also started releasing some medically vulnerable immigrants after some lawsuits were filed, but it wasn't doing so at the outset of the pandemic, which caused a lot of anxiety for the detainees. And watchdogs have reported that staff don't always wear face masks and have violated social distancing protocols, because you have to remember that these centers aren't designed to effectuate social distancing. Oftentimes, beds are, you know, inches from each other. They have congregate dining settings. Even going outside, there's small areas where they can socialize outside. So these detention centers just really aren't set up to be effective for social distancing, and we're really seeing the impact of that in terms of the increase in positive cases.
Nicole, there are a number of pending lawsuits concerning the release of immigrants from ICE custody because of COVID-19. Do we know where any of those stand right now?
Some have been successful in leading to the release of some immigrants, but I'd say that the case immediately before Judge G has been one of the major cases challenging the detention of immigrant children, but there are also other lawsuits challenging detention conditions for adults. But you also have to remember that the protections legally that exist for migrant children in detention far surpass those that exist for adults. And it's all thanks to this decades-old settlement agreement known as the Flores Settlement, which, among other provisions, mandates that children can't be held in adult detention facilities for longer than 20 days, and also would provide things like toothbrushes and soap. Those kinds of standards just don't exist in adult detention facilities, so the prospects of adults being able to succeed in their challenges, it's a much sort of steeper climb for them than it is for people challenging the detention of immigrant children in this situation.
Nicole Nerea is an immigration reporter for Vox. Nicole, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.